Chapter 76. Jesse had dropped Monty back at the Osprey Inn to sleep off his hangover and shame. Now he sat at his desk, staring at the image of Wally Cox on his monitor. Seeing the late actor's face made Jesse smile. Cox, with his weak mouth, bookish, unremarkable looks, and wire-rimmed glasses, had a face that screamed nerd. It was a face made for blending into the background, a face made to be forgotten. Jesse remembered seeing the late actor on reruns of The Twilight Zone, Wagon Train, Hollywood Squares, and 20 other shows, the names of which were lost to him. He'd never seen Cox in Mr. Peepers, not even in reruns, but the name fit. Only according to Monty Bernstein, the man he referred to as Mr. Peepers was anything but a harmless nerd. "Watch out for this guy, Jesse," Monty said before he left the Explorer. "He's known to take a particular delight in slow death. He likes punishment. That's what my hypothetical client wanted. Be careful." Molly came into his office without knocking, but he kept his eyes on the screen. "Did you get those photos from Gabe's camera uploaded?"
"I did. I'll enlarge them and run the plates on all the cars in the photographs as soon as..."
"You were right, Molly, about Salter and Prado knowing each other. Maybe I'll start listening to you."
"That would be a nice change of pace."
"Do you remember the actor Wally Cox?"
"The name sounds familiar," she said.
"He was the voice of the cartoon character Underdog. Never fear, Underdog is here."
"Sure, I saw reruns of those when I was little, but it doesn't help me with his looks."
"Monty Bernstein says he's been told that the guy who snatched Kayla looks like Wally Cox. They call him Mr. Peepers."
"I can't remember what Wally Cox looked like," she said.
He laughed. "Underdog on a wanted poster. Look him up on Google."
"I can't exactly call in a description of Wally Cox to the Boston PD. Do we have anything else?"
"A disconnected phone number," he said. "You saw the white Sentra in Gabe's photos?"
"You think it's Mr. Peepers?"
"It better be. Did you send Kavanaugh home?"
"He's taken a nap in one of the cells."
"Good." It wasn't 5 minutes before Molly was back in the office.
"Dead end on the Sentra," she said, holding up a photo of the car. "The plate's a match with the partial we had, but it's registered to a Sheila Brodsky, 73, of 12 Cottage Street in Sharon. I checked the list. The car hasn't been reported missing or stolen."
"Call a Sharon PD and have them send a cruiser over there."
"You think she's..."
"It's too early to think anything. Just call a Sharon PD. What else?"
"We had better luck with this," Molly said, laying a photo in front of Jesse. "That Pearl Caddy CTS Coupe is registered to MAF Imports, Inc."
Jesse shrugged.
Molly wagged her finger at him. "Remind me again why they pay you the big bucks. You want to take a stab at what MAF stands for?"
"It's been a long day, Crane."
"MAF, Michael Anthony Frazetta."
"If I didn't think you'd shoot me, I'd kiss you, Molly.
If you drag me down here again off shift, I might shoot you anyway."
"So we know Salter and Prado are mixed up together somehow, and that Vic is sleeping with Mike Frazetta's wife. Now we've got a car outside Burt's owned by Mike Frazetta. And if my gut is right, we also have Mr. Peepers watching everyone else."
Jesse stopped talking, and his eyes got a faraway look in them. "What is it, Jesse?"
"It was Mr. Peepers who shot out Gabe's rear tire."
"Why?"
"He grabbed the photo of the Sentra out of Molly's hand. This. Monty says this guy is a ghost. No one even knows who he is. There are no pictures of him. He must have seen Gabe taking pictures in his rear view as he drove past. Guys like this are allergic to being photographed."
"But how can you know it was him?" Molly said.
"Because I saw him. I looked right at him when I was going to my car at Gabe's accident scene."
"What did he look like?"
"I don't really remember. There wasn't anything about him that stuck in my head, but it was him. The Stadies who pulled Gabe from the car told me they had to chase some creepy little guy away from the wreck, that he was sniffing around looking for a souvenir. He wanted Gabe's camera."
"But he's just a shadow in the picture. You can't even tell if it's a man or a woman driving the Sentra. He might as well be Sheila Brodsky."
They both laughed, maybe too loudly. Mr. Peepers wouldn't know that, Jesse said. He would do anything to make sure he wasn't on camera. One photo of him and he would be finished. With all the face recognition software out there these days, there'd be no shadow dark enough to hide him. Think of where he snatched Kayla from in Boston. 2 blocks in either direction and he's on CCTV. Molly, give me a minute. I have a call to make. Jesse was already punching in the number of the Helton PD before Molly Crane was out the door.